Chapter 13. Rachel. Wednesday, 7th of August, 2013. It's evening when Scott calls, and he sounds panicky.
I'm sorry. I'm in the car. Could I come to your flat? He says. I need to be somewhere to sit and think, where the journalists won't find me.
10 minutes later, I open the front door. He looks shaken, pale, and confused. I take him into the living room.
I didn't think it could get any worse, but it has, he says.
Detective Sergeant Riley told me this morning. She was pregnant. Megan was pregnant. This is too awful. He starts to cry, and I cry too. Then I hear Kathy walking up the steps to the front door. Quickly, I take Scott by the hand and pull him out of the room.
Quick, come upstairs, I say. That's Kathy. I share the flat with her. She might ask questions.
We move into my little room, and I'm ashamed. This is my life. Messy, small, dirty. But I push away that stupid thought. Scott has far too many problems to care about me and my life.
I'm sure you've heard that stupid story about what happened 10 years ago, he says.
I nod.
The police have asked lots of questions, but I told them. It's all rubbish. Abdik's made it up to create another suspect, another motive, but they won't release this information. That she was pregnant. Or at least not until they're sure.
Sure of what? I ask.
Who the father is.
We sit in silence for a while before I say, why don't you lie down and try to sleep?
You don't mind? He asks. It would really help. I can't sleep at home. It's not just all the journalists and photographers. It's Megan. I see her everywhere.
When I'm sure he's asleep, I lie down too, my body just centimetres from his. When I wake hours later, he's gone. Thursday, 8th of August, 2013. I feel bad. Scott only left me a few hours ago, yet here I am, on my way to see the man he believes killed his wife and child. I feel sick, but I'm doing all this for Scott, or at least I think I am. Within minutes of stepping into Kamar's office, I forget once again what I'm doing there. I tell him about wanting a baby, about not being able to get pregnant, and about how terribly sad I felt. I cry, and he's kind to me, and listens. I leave his office feeling lighter and more hopeful. He's helped me. It's extremely hard to believe he's the killer. Friday, 9th of August, 2013. There's more news. They found Megan's baby last night, or what was left of it. It was a little girl. She'd been buried in the garden of a cottage near Hokham in Norfolk. I phoned Scott, just to tell him I was sorry, and to see if I could help in any way. He was very upset. He asked me to go to his house so he wouldn't be alone. I agreed to go in the evening. As I get there, I realise it was a stupid thing to do. There are photographers outside the house, but I step inside and sit and talk to him. When I'm there, I can't see any evidence of Megan. There are no bags or coats. When I use the bathroom, there's no hairbrush, no makeup, no necklaces or rings, nothing. Did she take it all when she left? Or has he got rid of it all or hidden it? Something doesn't feel right to me. Later, I leave the house and walk back up the road. I see Anna, who's standing by her car, watching me. She immediately shakes her head, turns away, and walks very quickly towards her front door. I stand still for a moment, watching her move away from me, before I carry on walking towards the station.